This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are set to host the first U.S. tribal nation summit since 2016. The White House expects leaders from more than 570 U.S. indigenous tribes to join the two-day virtual event that opens on Monday. Nearly three dozen leaders are scheduled to address the gathering, which is being held online due to the coronavirus pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden will announce steps to improve public safety and justice for Native Americans and to protect private lands, treaty rights, and sacred places. The White House is setting expectations low ahead of Monday's virtual meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping. That meeting is to be held late Monday, Washington, D.C. time, early Tuesday in Beijing. The meeting is expected to focus on managing the terms of competition between the two rivals, but is unlikely to end with resolution of differences. Biden spokeswoman Jen Psaki said Friday that the two leaders will discuss ways to responsibly manage the competition between the two countries. The U.S. sees China as its strategic competitor, with Beijing seeking to grow its military and economic influence around the world. In the lead-up to the meeting, however, rhetoric from both sides has softened. And another positive step, the U.S. and China, who are the world's two biggest emitters of carbon dioxide, unexpectedly announced at last week's COP26 climate summit in Scotland that they would work together to slash emissions and meet regularly to address the climate crisis. Again, both U.S. and China, the two world's biggest emitters of carbon dioxide, announced that they will work together. This is VOA News. Taliban forces held a military parade in Afghanistan's capital on Sunday, using captured American-made armored vehicles and Russian helicopters. The Taliban operated as insurgent fighters for two decades, but they've used the large stock of weapons and equipment left behind when the former Western-backed government collapsed in August to overhaul their forces. The exercise involved dozens of U.S.-made armored security vehicles driving slowly up and down a major Kabul road with helicopters patrolling overhead. Many soldiers carried American-made M4 rifles. Most of the weapons and equipment the Taliban forces are now using are those supplied by Washington to the American-backed government in Kabul in a bid to construct an Afghan national force capable of fighting the Taliban. The son of Libya's late dictator, Muammar Gaddafi, appeared for nearly the first time in a decade Sunday to register as a presidential candidate for a December vote. Saif al-Islam al-Gaddafi, who is 49, is one of the most prominent and controversial figures expected to run for president. His name is one of the best known in Libya. He once played a major role in shaping policy before the 2011 NATO-backed uprising that destroyed his family's regime. But his whereabouts over the past decade are still a mystery. Also unknown is the election's chance at success. The December 24th vote remains in doubt as rival entities bicker over the rules and schedule. With less than 6 weeks to go, there is still no agreement on rules to govern who should be able to run. Thousands protested in Thailand on Sunday in response to a court ruling that said demands to reform the monarchy were illegal. At least three protesters were injured in clashes with Bangkok police. The Constitutional Court issued the decision last Wednesday, while also ruling that the three anti-government activists aimed to overthrow the monarchy in speeches made in August of 2020. The activists are calling for reform of the royal institution as well as the abolition of a law that makes it a crime to criticize the monarchy. The charge carries a punishment of up to 15 years in prison. And two strong earthquakes struck southern Iran near the port of Bandar Abbas on Sunday, prompting residents to flee their homes and killing at least one person. Iran State TV said the quakes measured 6.3 and 6.4 magnitude. The tremors were felt across the Gulf in Dubai. State TV reported that one person died when an electricity pole fell on him. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.